Today we'll be having a guest, not just any guest, Alexander Hamilton.
Yay!
So, Mr. Hamilton, tell us something about yourself. Well, Brian, what would you like me to start? Let's start simple. How about your birthday? Oh, yes. I was born January 11, 1755. But it was much simpler those years, when I didn't have to debate about the future of this nation. Oh yes, sir, I can imagine. Making decisions for a whole nation could be the difference between everybody in that nation loving you or hating you. But we've all known that your very own state hated you, especially when you stood up for a stronger federal government. Oh, I wouldn't say they hated me. They did not agree with me, my ideas, such clever, for the simple-minded. It was such a good idea. We all saw how weak the Articles of Confederation were. They couldn't do anything. All because they wanted to give the power to the states. No. The states should not have the power. Why? It's like giving the power to a little child. No, there should be one ruler, the federal government. It should be the strongest branch. It should be able to do whatever it wants and not have to depend on the states. The states should just be there for support. Support only when the federal government needs them. Oh yes, quite frankly, sir, but in our Constitution, the Bill of Rights clearly state federalism. The 10th Amendment, the share between the federal government and the state government's power. It's quietly such a amazing idea. I don't see why you believe that the federal government should hold all the power. No offense. Well, it is an opinion, an idea. This is why I wrote the Federalist Papers. To show why a federal government is so much better. I wrote 2/3 of it with the help of some friends, but it should still be made by me. I mean, I did put most of the work. I hear you're the Secretary of Treasury now. What does this mean? How do you feel? I feel flattered that Washington chose me, but clearly he would choose the best man. And there's no better man to analyze this debt that we are. By creating my national bank and using fair taxation, I could fix this. But if only the people would listen and understood my ideas. This national bank that you speak of, tell me more about it. Or simply just an idea I've created. But I plan on putting it out there very soon. Maybe open December 14, 1790. I don't know, just to say. March 20th, 2019. Oh my god, look what I found. It's an old tape. It looks like a Q&A of a man named Brian and Alexander Hamilton. Oh. Must be exciting. To serve the 100. Well, if it was a project for his class. Anyways, it has some missing information. Quite frankly, as he signed the Constitution as a self-man. Because his own state, New York, did not feel like it was right for the federal government to have such a large amount of power. He was such an inspiration. He is now the face of the $10 bill. And his national bank, it was modeled after the Bank of England. But many already knew this. As he clearly said, he was an author of the Federalist Papers. Wrote 2/3 of it. 1/3 wrote by some of his friends. He was a delegate at the Constitutional Convention of New York, 1787. And died in July 12th. 1804, to the hand of Aaron Burr in a duel. This has been the story of Alexander Hamilton, and whoever is now listening to this, hope you have learned something. And if you didn't, it reassured your information. I am Brian Algero Martinez, and thank you for joining into my podcast.